Brady again in the gun. Takes a snap. Drops to throw. Ball's knocked free. That's going to be a fumble. That ball was knocked free, I think, by Bonnie Holiday. Broncos football.
Time now to spend a few minutes with Broncos defensive lineman Vonnie Holiday. Vonnie, you guys already spent a couple hours outside practicing today and probably the high temperature around the middle to low teens, but a little bit easier coming off that win against the Giants.
It definitely is. I mean, anytime you get a win, the whole atmosphere around the building changes. Not only the players, but the administration, everybody. Everybody's in a good mood.
Let's get right to the questions. We're not standing out here for too long. First one, wondering, growing up in a household with five women, how did you become interested in football, or is that the answer?
No, you know, my mom had five brothers. Her brothers played football. My cousins, I have a whole bunch of cousins and friends, and they all were involved in sports all throughout Pop Warner and grade school. And so it was just a natural. You know, I started out playing baseball, started playing football a little later than most people because my mom, you know, once again, growing up house with five women, my mom was a little worried about me going out and getting hurt. Not thinking that I would go out there and have a lot of success and put the hurt on other people.
A veteran now playing football in the NFL for a while, wondering, did you have to make any changes when you joined the Broncos and came here to Denver?
You know, not really. The great thing about it is I've been playing for a long time, and I played in the 3-4 to 4-3 scheme and very different variations of the 3-4. And so coming here was just a matter of me learning the terminology because the techniques were the same or techniques that I'm used to playing.
Do you feel like you got caught up to speed as quickly as you would have hoped?
I think so. Like, once again, you know, the first game or two, it was a matter of putting a lot of extra time in the classroom, meeting with the coaches, just learning the terminology because, like I said, I knew all the techniques, but it's just when you're out there in the heat of the moment and you hear a word and it triggers something, it's time to go. You can't think about it. And so for that first game or two, I was a little hesitant because I had to think a little more than I would like to because when you're out there, you want to just play and react. And so the first two games, you know, it took me a while to get settled in, but now I'm just at the point where I can just go out and have fun and react to what's going on around me.
In Miami, you prepared for a McDaniels-coached offense twice a year for several years, and now you're playing for them. What's that like?
One thing about the Patriots and their offense and their team in general, and which has carried over to this organization, is just the system, the way they do things. You know, they establish a winning program and a winning way to do things, and that's certainly what Josh has brought in, you know, with him to Denver. I mean, the quality guys, and you know, starting with quality guys in the locker room, going out and signing guys like Brian Dawkins, Andre Davis, I mean, just to name a few. And then just playing smart football. When we go to a game, there's no doubt about our preparation. You know, we are as prepared as anybody going into a game. And because he just piles it on. Just the more information, the better. And we get it from the time we come in on Wednesday, first day of preparation, in our team meeting. You know, he takes 30, 45 minutes himself just prepping the team on what to expect and the keys to victory and what it's going to take to beat our opponent.
So situational football, it's not just a cliche, it works.
It's not just a cliche, it certainly works. And even in after 12 years of playing football, or this is my 12th season, I've learned a lot coming in and playing in this system and playing for Josh. Because a lot of times as a defensive player, you don't really think necessarily like a quarterback would think or the offense is thinking. And, you know, he gives that to us. He gives us that insight, that what the quarterback is thinking, what really bothers him, how we rush the passer. You know, a lot of times you're out there and you're not thinking about, well, maybe I didn't get there in the rush, but I'm in the pocket where he wants to step up. And, you know, all those little things have certainly helped us out this season and will continue to help us and achieve our goals. And ultimately, that's, of course, to win games, but to get to that next level, and that's postseason.
Well, last question, Vonnie, we'll get you out of here on this one. How can the defense keep the energy level up that fans watched on Thanksgiving? How can that continue into December? Brian Dawkins talked a lot after that game about the front seven got the push, set the tone, maybe set the team in the way it needs to be going into December. How to keep that going?
Well, you know, once again, it goes back to our goals from the beginning of the week, our keys to victory. You know, every week we talk about playing physical and tough. We talk about setting the edge in the run game as well as the pass game, changing the line of scrimmage, being physical up front. As a front seven, we directly control that. On first down, creating negative plays or very minimal plays, 1 to 2 yard gains, which teams who have, you know, we struggled in the you know, 4 weeks ago, first and second down, we were terrible. And that starts up front because teams were able to gash us in a running game, create third and shorts, and we're a much better defense. When we understand who we are as a defense, how important it is for us to go out in first and second down and play well so we can get teams in third and long so that we can get after them and let our playmakers make plays.